from London, this is Pop Profile. Presenting Brian Matthew talking to a top personality from the world of popular music.
Well, today I have with me one of the boys who started with the Liverpool boom, Jerry Marsden of Jerry and the Pacemakers. Jerry, nice to have you with us. Did you actually start at the same time as the Beatles or before? Or
I think roughly, Brian. I think we started as Skiffle Groups originally, and I think they started about 2 months before we did. You know, we started around the same time.
You know? Had you known any or all of them before anything happened?
Yeah, I'd known Ringo about the best because he just lived up the road from me, you know.
Yeah.
And Chad, our bass player, went to school with John, George and Paul. And I got to know them, you know, sort of just through meeting them because Liverpool isn't very big and each club you met them, or you just knew everybody. You know?
How did you start yourself, Jerry? I mean, did you at any time think of following an ordinary sort of career?
Yeah, I think so. I started actually at a boys' club. And I used to box, you know, from when I was 13 to when I was 15. And I used to love it. And I thought, yeah, I really thought, oh, you know, I think I'll take this up because it's good.
For boxing?
Yeah, because I liked it. And then the boys in the club all got guitars. You know, this was around the Lonnie Donegan stage and it was all skiffle. And one day I got battered in the ring, so I said, right, that's the last time I ever box. I'm going to stick to playing the guitar, to tease you. And we made a group up, there was about 20 of us in the group. Yeah. And we'd play for the Lord Mayor. And
our big band's coming back.
That was it. That was the original big band. And we all split up and went different ways with our own little groups. And we all started playing around Liverpool. And that's how the whole scene started, just through this club called the Florence Institute, you know.
Jerry, over the last, let's say, few months, record-wise, you haven't had as much success as you had early on. Has this worried you at all?
It did initially when after we had the three number ones and say a number two and a number four, and then they started dropping into sort of the number nine bracket.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, that's it, we're finished. You know, that we've had our spell and it was nice. So we'll finish it. So, yeah, we sort of said, well, I know what we'll do. We'll work on an act and play. And then through working out an act instead of relying on our records and putting the show on, we gradually gained confidence that we didn't need records in the charts, although it's very nice to have high records in the charts. We didn't need them to keep in the, you know, to keep earning money. So we just practiced and worked out different acts or different little bits in between the songs and perfected the songs more so than we had been doing. And so now, you know, it's even better than when we had records, because when we had records and we'd play, we would just go on and play them, and that was it. And people would say, "Oh yeah, very nice, but what?" You know, that's all it was.
Yes, yeah.
So now we sort of go on and try and play everything, and also put in a bit of humour or just chat and get patted off, and it goes down so much better. Gosh, you know, it's really, I think, 75% better than it was then. You know,
but not so long ago, if you didn't have a hit record, you just couldn't get work. Don't you think this is true anymore?
I think we were lucky by establishing a name at the beginning, you know, and people still remembered us for the records we make. And every time we make a record, even if it doesn't go to number one or number two, they still listen to the record.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I think it's only the people who just have one record and then the rest don't happen at all.
Yeah.
But then it's difficult to get work.
You think they're still important in the early stages?
Yeah, I think the great thing for us was that we got off to a good start. And we were able, through sort of panicking when they didn't go to number one, to work an act up so that although we didn't have number one records, we could go on stage and please the public, and they'd say, oh, yeah, well, that's they're good, so we'll come and see them again. I think this is the only way to establish yourself.
And is this going to go on as far as you're concerned? I mean, this is the future now.
Yeah, I intend, to try and widen the scope. Mm-hmm. Great deal, you know.
The success that you've had must obviously have given you the wherewithal to live more or less as you choose now. I mean, I'm not suggesting you're a millionaire, but you're comfortably placed. How do you like to live? Where do you like to live?
I live up north in a place called Coldy, which is outside Liverpool.
Mm-hmm.
It's across the Mersey. It's It's a country sort of estate.
Yeah.
It's mostly forestry commission and it's quiet. And
Have you got a big house?
Yeah, quite big. The top floor is 11 rooms and the bottom is... It's a big old rambling house.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great. I live quietly, really. I don't go out, you know, or better than going out, I like to invite people in and say, come in because I've got my house, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And so you can do what you like and...
Mm-hmm. Have you got any children yet, Jerry?
No, not yet. Mm-hmm. I'd love a couple of children.
Yeah. And what do you want with all those rooms with so few people?
I know else I'm going to fill it up with a few.
With kids?
Yeah. About 12 kids, yeah.
Really looking to the future. Do you these days get any opportunity of meeting the people that came up with you? And I mean, including the Beatles.
Yeah, I get lots of opportunity with, you know, now being able to relax a lot more.
Yeah.
I can sort of afford to, you know, ring the boys up, like, George and John, and they say, well, come up or we'll come down and we spend weekends with each other.
Yeah.
And the searches are the same.
So really, you all started together in comparative poverty and you wind up together successful.
Yeah, it's quite good.
Do you find there's much difference in any of the fellows you meet as fellows?
Not at all, you know. I mean, not to me personally, you know, we just get together. We just talk about the same old things we did then, you know.
This is what I want. You still enjoy the same things.
We never sort of chat about what the business has got us now. We just mess about and just daft, you know, that's all we've ever done, you know. So, yeah, there's no change at all.
Right. Are there any ambitions left for you, Jerry? Anything you'd like to do you've not touched yet?
Oh, gosh, there are still lots to do. I'd like to write a musical.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to appear in the musical also. Oh, there's lots I'd like to do still,
Having got to a stage, though, where, as you've just said, you don't have to work, I mean, you can enjoy leisure, you still want to work.
Yeah, gosh, I'll say. I love it. Yeah. The greatest feeling is when you're coming off stage knowing that the audience have appreciated it and they have enjoyed themselves, you know.
Yes, yes,
I think this is one of the best feelings. And to feel that you can give somebody pleasure, you know.
Yes.
I think, and this is great, you know, you could never stop it. Yeah.
I've found... along the way, talking to a lot of pop people, you say, why do you do it? And they all say, with a laugh, money. And I don't think any of them mean it. I don't get the impression you feel this at all.
I don't. We never thought of money, you know, that was the whole. But when we started, you know, to think of having or even making a record was ridiculous, you know.
Yes,
it just never occurred to anybody. For 4 years, nobody even thought of making a record.
No.
And we used to pay for anything, a couple of bob or a drink. Come back and you can have a drink in our house. And they say, okay, and we'll play then, you know, we'll play at your club.
Mm.
So when it all happened, then you sort of think, gosh, you can make money, but you don't play. I'd never play for money. You know, I'd never, if money was my sole purpose of playing, I'd be very sick, I think. I'd be very sore, you know.
Yeah.
I hear lots of people saying that, but I don't think they can mean it. If they do, I don't think they'll never make anything of themselves.
So even if you make a million, you want to go on doing it forever more?
Yeah, even if I made 100 million, I would still continue to play.
Yeah.
It's like a disease, you know, you never get rid of it, but it's nicer than a disease, you know. You just want to keep doing it, you know, it's good.
And unlike beating your head against the wall, it's not lovely when you stop.
Yeah.
Okay, Jerry, hope you never stop. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Brian.
Pop Profile from London featured Jerry Marsden.